know we've been telling you this from day one. We're in Fernie's Funnel Cakes, the original location since 1969. They've been making the funnel cakes. And we're in the Embarcadero building, and they have treated us so well. They are so wonderful.
We've had so many great people. I got Sylvester from Cedar Hill here. It's a long-time listener.
There's Sylvester. Don came down from Greenville. He's here.
Awesome.
And we've got Jonna McKee and Christy Arpio here.
The real people. The real important
these,
people.
These are the important people
the
right
VIPs
now.
VIPs around here.
These are Fernie's daughters, and they run the restaurant. They run the show, and you guys have treated us so well. I just can't thank you enough. It's been awesome.
It's been an honor to have you guys here, and I know you've brought in a lot of listeners. We just have people coming in saying we heard about you on the radio, and we're super excited for what we've just spent this past 3 weeks with you guys.
Now, how many funnel cakes in all would you estimate over the run of the fair?
I have no idea.
A lot.
No, just a lot.
A lot. That's
seeing a few right now. And the red beans and rice. We just got to try that for the first time.
What was that?
That was something that we started doing just because we were eating them out here. And then our customers were coming by saying, that looks good. Where'd you get that? Mark? After, I don't know, probably 2 years, sadly, we thought we ought to put this on the menu. So we did.
And I got to give props to Mike over there behind the bar. He just whipped up something. It's the Fernie's, the funnel cake liqueur, the cream that we've been talking about, and he put a little fireball in it.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that before?
I have. It's really good.
That is really
I was like, this
really
ain't the regular cream,
good.
Is it?
That
here? Is sipping on this thing.
Yeah, we just took the cream to a next level.
We did.
They continued getting this liquored up every day. And, Jonna, I know that today is a very special anniversary for you, right?
It is. I can say that 37 years ago, probably in about 3 hours, I went into labor.
Right here.
Right here.
Right behind that back counter, right there, making a funnel cake.
Right here, making a funnel cake. So big shout out to my son, Jonathan, and he's known in the Dallas Metroplex as DJ Sticks.
Yep.
So we're going to say a big shout out to DJ Sticks happy birthday.
Also, on the fair, he's known as the Fair Baby.
The Fair Baby.
The Fair Baby. Right. Everybody calls him the Fair Baby.
Yeah, and how did you know?
I was just making a funnel cake, and I thought, you know what?
I don't feel good.
Something doesn't feel right. And so my husband was on the other side of the fairground, so my dad put me in the golf cart, and rode over there, and we couldn't find my husband. I said, Daddy, I don't care. We're going. I'm going to the hospital if we find him or we don't find him. So, and then luckily when the restaurant closed, they all walked into the after I delivered Jonathan, I was like, oh, my God, y'all smell like funnel cakes.
There he is right here.
There's the fair baby.
There's the birthday boy right there.
37 years
fair
old.
Fair baby, 37 today.
DJ Sticks.
And he's still the fair baby, 37.
And 37. And nobody's beating that.
Does that
what
get
do
old?
What remember call, about call, this day, 37 years ago?
did it get old them calling you fair baby?
No. I'd rather be called fair baby than corny, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
So that works out a little bit better.
I did not. No.
I'm joking.
You are way more than that. You and your mom and your aunt have just done such a great job taking care of us. We really appreciate it.
I swear to God, how many pounds do you think you've gained just from sitting here every day getting breakfast?
You know, sausage, the only thing that has offset it a little bit is the amount of walking we have
to do,
and hauling equipment around. That has helped, but yeah, there's been a tremendous amount of food consumed.
Let me ask you this real quick. At Fernie's this year, how do you feel you've done? You feel it's more crowds this year, bigger crowds?
You know, we started off with a bang that opening weekend, and then the weather just got too hot. So people were coming out here, but they weren't eating so much.
Oh, they were just getting in the AC?
Yeah. Well, when we have three different locations that are satellite bars, so that they were drinking, and that kept our sales up. So we're fortunate as far as that. But then once Texas OU hit, biggest Texas OU ever in 55 years.
There you go.
Biggest ever. And then it's been just a crowd every night. Jonna was still making funnel cakes last night at 9:15, and we closed the doors at 9. We had a line almost out the door. So,
Jonathan, DJ Sticks, when's the next pool party up at Choctaw?
Yeah, we're going.
Next summertime. So I already got it locked in. It'll be in
So you got June, July, lounge August set aside for the two of us?
Absolutely. 100%.
Right. We'll be there, man.
I'll make sure I get some rooms.
Guys,
too.
Thanks so much. I yes, really, sir. Really appreciate it. It's been absolutely awesome. We look forward to next year.
This is sad. This is sad that y'all are leaving.
Don't cry.
Oh, I will.
Fernie's Funnel Cakes in the Embarcadero building, the main location. This is where it all started. Back in, 55 years ago, the first funnel cake went into that oil.
That is crazy that she went into labor.
Isn't that wild?